And hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. Very special guest today, Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O's here. So I get there Saturday early show, and it's 10 minutes before showtime. I go downstairs. The showroom's fucking empty for the most part. There's a handful of people pushed over to one. The tables and chairs are pushed over to one side of the stage. And all of the wait staff is like, they're shining a light at this pipe. And the room smells like feces. And the manager tells me, he's like, yeah, we had a problem real quick. I guess like a sewage line burst. So we're going to get cleaned up real quick. And we're going to start maybe 10, 15 minutes late. And they kept up this. Yeah. And then behind him, I hear somebody yell like, no, don't flush. And then there's just more feces spraying all over the wait staff. And they kept up this charade of, we're going to push another 10 minutes for another hour and 45 minutes.
That, yeah. You've had multiple weekends canceled because of
plumbing issues.
Yeah. That's your style, dude.
I had a hot water heater explode in Pittsburgh. And they canceled two shows. That's nice. That's always nice. Do you like it when shows get canceled?
I don't know that I've had a lot of experience with shows getting canceled.
Oh.
There was one time when I shattered my ankle and had to postpone a weekend reschedule.
Was that awesome? Were you like, fuck yeah?
It was just regular. It wasn't prank style.
My ankle injury? Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing. Like, I was standing on top of this wooden outhouse while my buddy crashed a car through it, and I was trying to.
That's sort of a plumbing issue.
That is a plumbing issue. Yeah.
So you also had a fecal related show cancellation.
Freak accident. Yeah. So you lied to Nick. You have had poo issues.
Yeah.
Poo.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said I didn't have shows canceled.
I'm just keeping the man honest.
And then he said, with the exception of the one time I fell off a toilet.
Are we acting cool right now?
I don't know. What does that mean? Are we acting cool right now?
Are we acting cool?
I mean, dude, I get it,
We're
man.
Such big fans.
It's your deal, dude. It's your deal. And
I actually met you once.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to remember, but I was walking on Sunset Boulevard in Silver Lake. And a cyclist crashed, and then I looked down.
Oh my God!
You're in a onesie, and then your penis was out.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Who is this? How did you get like a one piece cycling suit with a penis cut out?" And then I was like, "Oh my God! It is Stephen O, none other."
It was cycling shorts painted on.
Oh really?
Like latex, like the latex body paint, or like just
not
regular?
Even latex body paint. Like children's God, I love that birthday too, face that paint. That was the original dick painting.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like an idea for a prank, kind of a gag on the street. I thought, let me get a hardcore cyclist suit, like all legit everything except the shorts, just paint them on.
Yeah, I think I was asked to sign a release, and I said, it is but an honor, sir.
What's happened? I think you made it into the actual special. That was for my That was for my second comedy special, which was my first one that had a multimedia component.
Uh-huh. What's the worst you ever hurt your dick in your life?
The worst I ever hurt my dick.
Was there ever a time you're like, I'm just not gonna have a dick anymore? I've ruined. There are too many pranks.
My dick.
Would you for a special? Would you get the vaccine in your dick? Like if we could set that up to have you go to like Walgreens and get the vaccine in your dick.
My dick has gotten off pretty easy.
Really?
All things considered. It's my balls that have been.
Your testicles.
Yeah, my balls.
Pontius was kind of the dick injury guy. Mm-hmm. You're more the ball injury guy.
Right.
You guys are all specialists. Kind of.
And my scrotum has gotten the worst of it, really.
What happened? Animals?
Just like with stapling my ball sack to my leg.
You know, it was never a wild boys incident.
Nothing really terrible ever happened to my balls on Wild Boys that I can remember. I remember us like tying I don't want to call it a noose, but
So it was a racist kind of.
You were racist to your.
You
balls.
Painted your dick black and then.
And that's lynched wrong. It. That's just wrong in this day and age. How dare you?
We're going to the gym for
a
sound.
I had a lot of respect for this man until I heard about this racist ball thing.
Yeah, we like tied strings around our junk and then. Like there was a fish and like we threw the fish or something and the bird flew off with it and it would yank the.
Really?
Balls. We did fishing where we...
I remember the shark thing. That makes me so scared.
Yeah.
I remember being in the theaters and you put the hook through and I saw the sharks and I was like, I really wanted to throw up. Mm. I hate sharks. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Where's that guy Manny at these days?
He's still around, man. He's still doing his thing.
I feel like he fucks like MILFs constantly. Cougars.
He's settled down with a very attractive woman.
That guy has to pull.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a master of beasts like that? I can never provide a woman with that type of aura, you know?
Yeah. Pheromones are strong.
Well, how about yourself? Are you in a relationship?
I am, man. I'm engaged. Been engaged for a long time.
To Manny?
Not to Manny, no. I got a fiance.
She's lovely.
She's very lovely. And
what's she do?
She works in set design, art direction, like
was she involved with Jackass?
Not Jackass, but she's been very involved in my work. Like this new comedy special that I have out now, mm-hmm. She was the production designer, mm-hmm. and it's pretty badass. She built a fucking 7-foot-tall, 24-foot-wide wall of television sets that all worked and were all wired together and all like presenting the show with me.
Oh wow!
Badass.
Tubes or LCDs?
Old school, retro.
Nice.
80s, 90s too.
Yeah, so like you're like the architect in the Matrix.
So yeah.
Sick. Super let's get what's the name of your special? Let's get
it's
that.
It's called Steve-O's Bucket List. And what the bucket list is like super.
You just shot for shot remake of the bucket list.
Yeah.
With you.
It's just utterly fucking forbidden shit that was like never supposed to happen, but then I was like out of ideas and I was like, okay, I guess I'll do those.
Forbidden, like the racist ball.
Yeah, the penis lynching.
Yeah. Forbidden, like the.
You say the word in it?
No, I don't say the word, but I definitely.
This is, I'm Steve-O, and this is the scene from Die Hard 2.
No, there's definitely some triple X rated shit, though. Like, I.
Like fucking?
I.
Full penetration?
I masturbate while I'm totally naked. I got another man strapped to my back. I'm in an airplane and I'm jacking off to where, like, once I pass the point of no return, I give the sign. I'm like, get the fuck out of the plane. And so that I'm coming out of the plane, uh-huh. coming out of the plane.
It's like Band of Brothers. Dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is literally what our grandparents did in Belgium.
You're like Captain Winters.
On the front.
They went skyjacking in Belgium?
Yeah. Well, they're paratroopers.
Yeah. You
know? Shit, I thought I was the first one to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They saw their friends die in front of their eyes. A major part of Jackass is like this game of gay chicken that all boys play with each other, right?
Mm-hmm. A game of like, gay chicken.
Like we all try to push, like do a gayer and a gayer thing, but never quite cross that threshold.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the closest you got to just full on rough trade gay sex?
There was a time in Russia when I was videotaped kissing the head of Chris Pontius's penis.
Yeah. Mm. That's not gay, dude.
I have like brain damage. So until I started the sentence, I thought you were saying like the man who's in charge of Chris Pontius's penis. I thought that's what you meant by the head.
I like
of,
that. The head
like
of
there
Chris
was
Pontius.
Like a bureau. Yeah. I was like imagining some organization that makes the decisions.
The head.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Vladimir,
because Russia would have that.
The FSB.
They love bureaucracy over there. They would have the head of Chris Pontius's penis as a political office. That's what communism does to people. You know,
right.
End up with jobs like that.
Yeah,
well, not communists anymore.
Yeah, it's still
now
in their
just
blood.
Freelance penis kissers.
Sure.
Now they do it for capitalism.
Sure. Now it's all just Putin's gangster friends who have taken over that role from the people.
Yeah, that's what that's what those
man. Can we? Just
are they still talking about Ukraine in LA? Are people still like upset about that?
I mean,
have they moved on?
I don't know that they're talking about it, but can
What's your opinion on the Jews next?
Mm-hmm. Ukraine first. Do the Ukraine first. Or you can combine them. You can just do Ukraine Jews and how you feel about them.
What's your opinion on Ukraine Jews?
I think that it is pretty shocking and alarming that there is like basically zero chance that we're not looking at a presidential election with two candidates, Trump and Biden. Mm. Like, we can't do better than that.
Well, we already did. We had that last time.
Yeah.
We already did it once, so we can do it again.
I know, like, I'm not even trying to pick a side here. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's a fucking rock and a hard spot.
I'm voting for Wendy Williams. I'm just writing Wendy Williams in.
Rock and a hard spot, dude. Like, how do you vote for either person?
I'm writing in Rab himself.
Yeah.
I just think that that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking crazy. And I think that the World War III like is like a thing.
Yeah, but we're too old for
I'm more worried about World War IV. That's the one where the evil scientists bring the Jews back to life.
We're gonna slay so many military wives while the young bulls are out there at World War III.
Is that what guys in their late 30s were doing during World War II? I thought that was like the cowards. Like,
well, they
the
talk about that
cowards.
In Band of Brothers. I just rewatched.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, my high school sweetheart's fucking some 37-year-old podcaster.
Well, they were fucking
It's like
the
guy that wants to work
guys.
For the post office. Yeah, exactly.
They were fucking hard-worker guys.
What is it, 4F?
4F.
Not 4H. That's like what? The like guys that make
the
yarn?
Farming club in rural schools. What are the 4 F's?
I don't even think like that we're going to make it to World War IV.
Yeah.
I think World War III, and it's a wrap, dog.
Yeah.
And who are you going with in this next World War? We're saying China.
China's not even going to have to lift a finger, dude. They're just going to wait until everybody blows each other up, and then they're getting their hands on that sweet Taiwanese pussy that they've been waiting for years.
I just want to claim fealty to the Chinese Communist Party and have them give me one of those long opium pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the coolest part of the Nick is just opens on some Chinese lady's pussy.
Yeah,
that's the first thing you see in that show.
We love the Nick.
We were just talking about that before we started recording.
Mm-hmm. That's a good ass show.
It's him waking up and it's a Chinese lady's pussy and she's like, "Excuse me, but it's your time. You're looking at my pussy. Time is over." Mm-hmm. And then he has to go to his job at the hospital.
That I mean, very well, well done, the Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
today's
episode is brought to you by, I think Ginsburg put those in order.
Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Do you want to bring the heat in the bedroom?
You ever use a Blue Chew?
Fuck yes.
They're awesome, right?
Yeah.
I eat them every day just because I think they're good for my heart.
Mm-hmm. Check it out, dude. My fiance, she loves it when I bone her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll go and I'll chew a Blue Chew, which makes my tongue blue.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go up to my girl and stick my tongue out. She'll see that it's blue. See, that part, she'll scream like, ah, and she's so excited because she knows.
That part embarrasses me. Yeah, it's like having like a juice smile. I feel like a disabled kid.
Yeah. I don't want like my girl to know that I'm like Sammy Sosa or Mark McGuire. I want her to think it's natural.
Yeah.
I
celebrate it.
It is like kind of a half, you get an extra half inch. Mm-hmm. You get like a 15-year-old boner when your dick was like angry and vibrating. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I need pussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My girl knows that she is in deep trouble.
Really?
When the blue tongue comes out.
I don't even use it to fuck anymore. I just take it as heart medicine. I don't have health insurance.
It's dropped his blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is not a claim that we're making, actually. No, it's a medical. Okay, guys, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients of Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra in a chewable tablet at a fraction of the cost. You can take it anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. It's kind of like Coors Light, your tongue being blue.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like when the mountains are blue.
Yep.
Really? Have you ever made a woman cum?
With a blue tongue?
I remember I had a weird experience with
I do every time. Mm-hmm. Oh, squirting?
Like, yeah, there was squirts. Many, many years ago, I was like 22 or 23. This woman was
600 or 700 pounds
on top of me, and at some point, like, there was just like just all
diarrhea,
this liquid,
wet diarrhea.
She crapped on you.
She shit all over you.
It was liquid. It was, yeah. Like, I'm guessing that it was like that was the phenomena of squirting. Mm-hmm. And like, I think a lot of guys would be like super into that, like think it was really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, not me, man. I was like kind of grossed out, and mm-hmm. like I never talked to the chick again.
You ghosted.
I ghosted, dude.
Because her nasty squirt.
And
whenever.
I did see her again, and she was none too pleased with having been ghosted, and she was right. And so I want that woman, if she's watching.
Diarrhea Susie, if you're listening.
Apology.
I can only assume that she is watching, because you guys have massive viewership.
No,
and
it's dwindled.
I want her to know.
We're 40 years old now.
Yeah,
we're not kids anymore.
Honestly, these cameras aren't plugged in.
They're not.
Yeah.
I want
you just
want
to hang out.
I'm not going to name her, because I don't want to put her on blast.
We thought maybe you could.
Tequila.
Yeah. We thought maybe you could introduce us to Drew Barrymore.
I did come here from...
Adam, do your Drew Barrymore impression for him.
I'm so excited to meet you, Steve.
How's that? Good?
She does... I was an alcoholic when I was a baby. I was a baby alcoholic. I fucked E.T.
Did she tell you that while you were doing the show? Did she bring that up? Was she like that?
I never met her.
Oh, okay. Anyways, Blue Chew.
Yeah, so the best part is it's all done online. So no visits. So the doctor's
no visits.
Office,
maybe a Zoom call.
No awkward
not
conversations. No,
I didn't have to do that.
Consult with the medical provider right at BlueChew.com. It takes
amazing.
A moment.
He's working for us.
He did. He had to do the Zoom call, but I didn't.
I told the nurse practitioner about a breakup that I was going
occasionally
through.
They make me confirm that I'm not on other medication.
Yeah.
And then you just say yes, and then we'll give you more of it.
Yeah. So Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in discreet packaging. Guys, Blue Chew wants to help you. And this is how they do it. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and fucking do it. Like Steve. And
I like that deal. Is that in the copy? Chew it and do it?
Chew and do
chew
it.
It and
of
do
course,
it, dude.
That's their fire. That's their line.
So sick.
I'm so mad at my podcast guy
who is the
ad guy.
Yeah,
he's never told me about Chew It and Do It.
Yeah,
well, it's on the page. You've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code TAFS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code TAFS to receive your first month free. That's free boners, guys.
An entire month's supply.
Dude, this guy he's working for us.
For mm-hmm. free.
What a great guy. Yeah, so go ahead and do that and tell him Steve sent you. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah, and if you want to be a dick, type in the promo code Steve-O.
No, come on.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. They don't still sell a product.
T-A-F-S.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
No, but I want them to
do TAFS.
Yeah, that was me being a dick right there.
No, you're fine, bro.
You're fine.
You're absolutely fine.
We don't care.
So we were talking about Scumbag Vinny before this.
Oh, yeah.
Before the episode. Yeah. So Steve knows who the legend is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say you don't want to talk about Scumbag Vinny.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's good for business.
You don't want to platform him.
Why is it not good for business?
Wait, your business? It's money out of your pocket?
I'm just saying that when you dealing with a massive audience like you guys have,
uh-huh.
like the most infinitesimal fraction of your audience even knows who this guy is. Mm. And so by really making a big thing out of discussing him, you're just alienating a great deal of
your
audience.
Well, then we'll give you the background. So Scumbag Vinny is a friend of the show. We've known him for years.
He's one of the best guys I've ever met.
The last time we spoke to him, he was selling bootleg Disney products
on
Amazon.
He's in Orlando right now. He's doing big business.
Doing big numbers selling Mickey Mouse merchandise on Amazon.
Yeah. He's also defrauded our mutual friend, Bam.
I'm going to guess that those are allegations.
These are things, on Vinny's side.
They're on Vinny's side. These are things he's bragging about.
Here's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that There was a period where my buddy Bam Margera was
our buddy,
our friend.
He was in a real kind
a
of
mutual
a
friend
meltdown
of you, friend. Us, and Scumbag Vinny, yeah, yeah. Our he, collective,
the man who brought us together today.
It was around like the Dr. Phil, like
also
kind of
friend of the show, Dr. Also, Phil, yeah.
And like this Vinny guy had some little BAM tour put together.
Yeah, we and were I, there. We
and,
met him.
And I was like,
the
you
BAM,
know what?
The BAM Margera tour brought to you by Disney.
And I was like, you know what? It's really not that rad of an idea right now. They were trying to, like, behind the scenes, there were, like, concerted efforts to, like, have an intervention for BAM and to try to help him get better. And, like, it just wasn't. It just didn't seem like a very good idea to be like carting BAM around at that time. And I brought it up with my agent or someone. I was like, hey, can you like just kind of help like kind of maybe stop this nonsense with.
Yeah.
And so like I was responsible for the termination of that tour indirectly.
Well, I thought he was on TMZ the next night.
I mean, there was a lot going on at that time, but. I think that just Vinny was none too pleased that that I had kind of nipped his.
Fuck Vinny, he's a loser.
But no, Vinny's a survivor. He's like Vinny a cockroach. You can't really feel bad for upsetting him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fraud.
He's gone back and forth between being like very hateful towards me and very nice and very, you know, and he's just one of these. He's like the abusive boyfriend who like apologizes.
Don't give him that power over you.
Yeah,
he's just some psycho in Florida who sells Disney.
Yeah,
you know what?
He's like a little like cobra at the zoo. You're like, wow, look at this.
He's a cockroach. Yeah, he literally is a cockroach. He will survive a nuclear holocaust.
Yeah,
Vinny will be there at Disney stealing like.
Be living in Magic Mountain.
After.
Be like, good news, dude. I found a way to eat the fuel they use for the fucking the roller coasters.
How's
I've converted my metabolism.
It's
all right. I was just going to go down that road. Vinny living off. Go ahead.
The last I have understood was that BAM is defying all odds by remaining clean and sober after his ankle monitor was taken off. He's had this like ankle thing which will detect alcohol, and if he drinks alcohol it's gonna go bah, bah, and then he's gonna get thrown in jail.
Yeah,
would you say he's sort of the Matthew Perry of your crew?
I wouldn't say Matthew Perry.
Well, he's definitely not the Ross.
He's not Ross. Yeah,
he's
not Joey
for he's sure. Not Joey either. Yeah.
You're kind of Joey.
You're Joey.
Matthew Handsome. Perry is a different dynamic than his character Chandler, right?
Okay. I think it's kind of the same guy.
I never knew his character's name on the show.
Yeah, I later found out that it was Chandler Bing. But I thought it was Matthew Perry, Ross, Joey, Rachel.
You remember when you were a kid and you find out about that like British Commodore Matthew Perry?
Yes.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
The captain.
You can't have that name. Captain. He can't be fucking Chandler from Friends.
He stole his name.
Yeah.
The Commodore.
That always pissed me off.
Anyway, we cut you off.
I'm sorry.
All good, man.
But so he's doing well.
I think that at the moment, I think that he's in a better place than he's been in a long time.
That's amazing.
Are you sober?
I am.
How long?
15 years.
You happy about it? Or is it just kind of...
Very, very, very happy about it.
I'm sober now. I guess...
16 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess really, technically, only, what, like 3 months?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah, five months?
Just had a beer.
No, I stopped drinking for 9 years, but then I fell off the wagon and started drinking again.
Okay.
But I was doing coke the whole time.
To what extent were drugs used to, like, tolerate pain during the Jackass days?
Zero extent.
Really?
I took a lot of painkillers and never once for pain.
They're not really painkillers. That's like a misnomer.
I was taking her to get fucked up.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah. They make you not care that you're like, oh, I guess my leg hurts, but damn, I'm fucking high right now.
Yeah, I want to watch South Park right now.
Yeah.
For 10 hours. Yeah. On the couch. Wait, so my assumption was always that you guys needed it because you were getting fucked, you were getting injured so badly. But I'm incorrect, apparently.
Yeah. Now we just take painkillers, get fucked up.
What was your favorite?
What was your number one?
All the opiates just like would make me like itchy and scratchy. It was just kind of annoying.
You don't like that? I used to like the itchy part. I used to like taking Oxycontin and then you hold off throwing up as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And then you barf and then you're like, damn, I feel so fucking good. I love taking pills.
Yeah, that was never my thing. But man, I loved Xanax and Valium. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Those were my, like, benzos were fucking dope.
Those are dangerous too, the withdrawals you could die from.
Yeah, Xanax, yeah.
Have you helped other people since you've gotten sober?
It's kind of the idea, is that we make it a big deal to stay sober and help other people.
Do you have an organization?
No, but
Jackass.
Yeah. My lady and I bought a big property with the goal of opening an animal sanctuary.
Oh, for like as a rehab.
Dude, that's my
Not
dream.
Not rehab, just like
you want to help like animals on drugs.
Drug addicts?
Yeah.
Farm animals.
Heroin addicts.
Like,
yeah. Cows and
You don't
shit.
Hear a lot about that, animals that are, get fucked up.
That's my dream, though, is that, well, specifically an owl sanctuary. If I could have a fucking owl reserve.
My lady's big on owls.
Dude, owls are the best. Really? The coolest animal.
Yeah, and they will like fucking grab a cat and just feast
take
it.
Away take it away
yeah
well, it's gone.
Owls are like serious predators, like, mm-hmm. watch out for
apex.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know
what's the scariest animal you ever met in Wild Boys?
Did I ever tell you that story about that girl that was like, oh, I met the Wild Boy? Did I tell you this story?
No.
This girl was like, she was like, oh, I met the Wild, me and my friend met the Wild Boys and we spent like the weekend with them. I was like, Steve-O and Chris Pontius? She's like, no, it was like the other ones. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's just some like two guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually from MTV's.
We're on that show.
Wild Boys?
Yeah, right.
We're kind of the two guys.
Yeah.
Wow, you got this guy some pussy. Those two guys.
Nice. Those two guys, yeah.
Indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
The wombat was pretty fucking creepy, man.
Yeah.
Australia
has bizarre animals.
Yeah.
They get killed all the time from animals over there in Australia.
Yeah.
Wild animals. You don't have to worry about that in New York City.
They have so many fucking things that can kill you in Australia. Insects, like off the charts, venomous shit. Fucking, they have this bird called a cassowary that will just.
Yeah, it like tears your stomach open.
Yeah, like these. Kangaroos will fuck you up.
Yeah, have you seen that video of that guy just rocking the
kangaroo? Giving people license to punch kangaroos in the fucking face now.
Like,
I've seen other videos now, other guys like fucking punching kangaroos, and it's like,
I don't get it.
Well, the one guy's dog was in trouble.
He was fucking the guy's dog.
Now, because of that one video, you know there's fucking just drunk Australian retards going around trying to pick fights. Right, yeah.
I'm gonna fucking fight them.
They hate dogs.
They hate dogs. They raped them.
But in terms of intellect, I mean, regular Australian guys, somewhere around the level of kangaroo as it is.
Yeah.
They have one smart guy every 100 years.
Kangaroo, like...
Then an average Australian kangaroo might be 20 points IQ higher.
Their idea of a public intellectual was Steve Irwin.
I don't know.
He's
what,
the poet laureate of their country.
That's as smart as you can be.
I'm not sure how smart a kangaroo is, but
Australians are fucking dumb.
They're and kangaroos are strong, dude.
Yeah, they're jacked.
Yeah, like.
But so are Australian guys.
Right, but...
And they kind of have the opposite bodies. Like Australian guys, they're like top heavy, and then the kangaroos are...
Dude, I heard about this like a couple times in the last week, like a video of a guy like punching a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't even understand that. Like a kangaroo has the distinct advantage. Like the kangaroo can fuck that guy up, right? Like,
yeah, they can go back on the tail and then double kick.
Yeah that's why you got to punch him before they think to do that.
So you're telling me this guy punched the kangaroo and got away with it?
There's the original video of a kangaroo holding some guy's dog and the guy just gets out of his car and goes up and just punches the kangaroo in the face. And the kangaroo's kind of like, shocked that he got stole like that.
So the kangaroo and was asking for it because it was fucking with the dog.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's like a paper, rock, scissors situation. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be...
Manny would hate that.
Yeah. Today's episode is also brought to you by...
By Fume. Fume. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Fume, you're a big fan.
I'm telling you, man.
Did you say the promo code for Blue Chew?
Yes,
for Blue Chew?
Yes,
I said it? Okay, good.
Beating up kangaroos, not a good habit.
Perfect.
Very good idea to replace bad habits with good habits.
Oh, he knows how to do the read. Figured it out.
Very good. Yeah. Now, did you get into Fume? Because
I'm not even trying to quit anything. I just genuinely love the experience of Fume. So I always have it in my pocket.
Did you get into this because they were like on your show?
Or I
you
had found never it? Even heard about
You'd
it.
You never heard about
I,
it.
I heard about it as a potential podcast sponsor. Oh, okay. And I don't ever want to promote anything on my podcast unless I believe in it and I use it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, let me check it out. And I put it together. This is a diffusive device, mm-hmm. and it's got a core. The core goes in there, and so that it flavors air.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out what those were called last time.
Core.
We called it a crap.
We thought it was a turd.
A turd.
So, like, this is how you can, like, change bad habits into good habits. You know, like filthy habits that make you stink.
Let's say you can't stop drawing swastikas all over those missing Israeli posters.
Yeah.
Let's say you're addicted to that.
Yeah.
Let's say you can't stop tearing down the missing Israeli posters. Just switch to Fume instead.
You do Fume instead. You'll knock that right out of your system.
And there's bad habits that like way more people have, where like it's actual like dangerous
cheating.
Chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
That's true too.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
I have a standing offer with all the listeners of my podcast, and I will extend it to the listeners of your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me in public, ask me, Steve-O, do you have your Fume?
He's a good guy.
You?
Yeah.
Do you have your Fume on you?
You love, that's your favorite thing to say about people.
No, we just make fun of the
product.
Said,
but you said about
like,
everybody.
He's so earnest.
You're like, he's such a good guy.
I always have it on
me. We suck as guys, maybe.
See, if you see me in public, ask me if I have my Fume. If I don't,
then I will
make your goofy little shout out video for your dumb little buddies. I'll just sit there and do it. And you know what? I'll tell you how this happens. People have asked me many, many times. I have it on me every time because don't go anywhere without it. But because they asked me, that means they're a listener of my podcast and I appreciate them and I love them. I say, you know what? Let's make that dumbass fucking shout out video anyway.
Awesome.
See?
Here's a question for you. What choke level are you at on that?
You gotta go.
I open it up as far
all
as
the
go.
Way?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I see. I don't know if we can relate anymore. That seems weird to me.
We did slim.
You got to go all crank it all the way down.
I love it. And really? This is this is called the Journey Pack. This is what you get from Fume.
Have you seen the picture of the guy you get in there?
Picture of the guy.
Open it up. There's a picture of a
really cool looking.
There's a picture of a really cool guy.
Like one of the coolest guys I've ever seen. Kind of a
It's just David Blaine's penis.
Your journey begins.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the journey pack. It's a journey to a happier, healthier, less ashamed and embarrassed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull it out all the way, though. Pull it out underneath it.
I live in shame constantly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, dude, like, it's pretty embarrassing, man.
Can I get that one? Can I get the new one? Yeah.
There's a lot of habits out there. Oh, no way. New flavor, sparkling grapefruit. I didn't even know about that.
It's like a LaCroix.
Wow, what do we got here? Vanilla, orange, raspberry, lemon, and then my favorite, crisp mint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is the guy in there the white cranberry?
Dude, I am gonna.
Let me get the white cranberry, please.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I love it. Like, I don't even have a habit that I'm trying to quit. I just genuinely enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. It's just flavored air. It's all you're doing is breathing flavored air.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Well, it can't be bad, you know?
Right.
It's just natural.
I'm going to guess that you have the same offers for your audience that I have.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and try?
10% off the Journey Pack.
Yes, and what's that promo code?
I mean, that's going to be, you go to tryfume.com/TAFS.
Dude, we didn't have to work the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. This is awesome.
He did our job for us.
Thank you so much. Dude, I'm sorry that we tricked you into thinking this was the Drew Barrymore show.
It's all good, dude.
I'm so excited.
Dude, hit him with the impression again. Say the thing about fucking E.T.
I fucked E.T. when I was drunk.
When I was so
when I was so drunk.
When I was so 5 years old.
5 years old.
Yeah.
Right, dude. I'm not signing up on that. Or the fucking
show. No, she's a friend.
What
she's
posters?
A friend. Drew's a friend.
What poster?
What do you mean? The poster thing? You told us you had that idea. You pitched us that idea.
Yeah, you were like, for the next Jackass, we're going to go to Israel, dress as Ninja Turtles, and see what happens.
Oh, dude. Wow, man. I'm so excited. A new flavor.
Let's get a review.
Goodbye.
Let's get a little review, huh? What's that like? How's the mouth feel?
Raspberry lemonade.
All right.
Raspberry lemon, dude.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's trifume.com, promo code TAFS.
I still like the crisp mint, man.
Crisp mint is nice. It makes you feel like you brushed your teeth, though. I mean, personally, I only hit that one and stopped brushing entirely.
Good call.
Yeah, and the ladies do not know any difference.
Yeah.
How often are you in New York?
Not often enough.
Really? Do you like it?
I feel like getting around New York, it can feel like kind of a lot of work to get through a day. Like,
how young were you when Jackass like blew up?
26.
Yeah, so you never lived in New York.
Correct.
Yeah, so you've never had the opportunity to just be a guy here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I guess I'm not mad at New York. I love it. It's a great experience every time. Yeah. I wish I came here more.
But you can't just ride the train. You couldn't like just go sit on the train and like just zone out and be like fucking a psycho and not have people be like, oh, look, there's...
You're too famous.
Right. Yeah.
I just went walking through Times Square to go eat Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. But that's not a good New York move. Like coming like to go to Times Square to go to Taco Bell.
Pretty sick though.
Yeah. I don't know. But that'd be like, I don't know if I like LA. I went to fucking Hollywood and Vine and I picked a fight with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, well, you picked the worst thing possible to go.
I'm not mad at Times Square. Actually, I want to go back.
We were there last night. It's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah, dude.
We almost went to Taco Bell, actually.
We actually all nearly
because
went
Hard
to Taco
Rock
Bell.
Cafe was closed. So it was Brooklyn Diner.
Dude, I was struck by just like the fucking magnitude of it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm just captivated by these huge LED billboards and it's just like looking around. I was like, damn, that's cool. And so I'm gonna go back there tonight
to hang out with us.
To shoot an intro to a video that I'm like a little bit nervous to put out. I mean, I'll put it out. I just know everybody's gonna fucking shit on it.
Why?
Fuck them, dude.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, fuck everyone.
Those guys are fucking...
I know, that's
doing
where
it
I'm
for
at.
You. You're
that's,
doing
that's
it for
where
you,
I'm at,
bro.
Yeah. You see, before I got clean and sober 15 years ago...
You gotta hate people more.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like there's a lot of positivity. That's good. But you gotta have a little bit of... Just pick one group of people. Right. And it doesn't have to be a race. It could be like, you know, I don't know. Or maybe it could. The Basque. Pick a safe one. And then just go, just be like, you know... Just hate them.
Did you guys ever hear about when I tried to become a rapper?
No.
No.
Yeah, I tried to become a rapper. I even got a record deal with Universal Records to make a comedy gangster rap album.
Uh-huh.
And I called my album Hard as a Rock. Uh-huh. And I thought that was funny. And I had great songs like Down with STDs.
Can we hear them?
Well, here, I'll tell you what. I just decided to fucking become a rapper again.
Really? You're back?
I'm back.
Really?
Yeah, and I recorded this song with Violent J from Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, friend of the show, also a friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brought us together.
And it's a funny song. It's called I Love My Girl, But. And it's about how 1 week a month, my girl.
When she gets her period.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My God. Don't get me started on that
the
crap.
Demon.
Disgusting.
Demon week.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so Demon Week is gnarly, and I made a funny song about it.
You know, it's like a nice prank that God plays is like she's feeling terrible and insane, but her breasts are just a little bit bigger and fuller.
Mm.
So us idiot guys, we're like this, and then our hands are slapped.
And yeah. Like,
it'd be cool if there was a guy version of that. Like once a month, my asshole was tighter.
Mm. That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I got all excited, man. I got all excited. I made this rap song. And the audio version, like, was posted first before the video. And it was like, you know.
And people were being snobs.
They're just shitting on it.
Fuck them, dude. Fuck
them. Like, you know what, dude? Here's the thing.
Just make a video being like, you guys are all fucking losers. I'm rich. I'm Steve-O. You're a fucking pussy. Fuck you.
I'm not going to say that, but I'll start working
on that video.
Okay, fuck everybody that didn't like the song, fuck you.
You fucking snobs.
Why don't you, come lick my ass during my tight asshole
suck
week.
Suck on my fucking balls.
Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah. Dare you criticize our friend of the show. And he thought he was going to the Drew Barrymore program.
The video is now done. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Really? Who'd you get to direct it? Fincher.
Dude, I got this fucking guy I know who has made 160 fucking music videos for the likes of Jennifer Lopez, Eminem, 50 Cent. The guy is the most fucking prolific music video director / special effects guru. His name's Henry Lipitoff.
What are his famous like videos? Anything we would have seen?
Did he do that Herbie Hancock Rocket music video? That was my favorite.
All
with the robot.
He gave me a link to his resume. You want to bring it up?
Yep.
Fucking Henry Lipitoff.
Did he do Smack cool My Bitch Up by the Prodigy? That's a cool video.
Money for Nothing with the
that's cool too.
Those were before his time.
Oh, okay.
Sledgehammer. That's a good one.
Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite band?
Fuck, man. I'm a, you know, favorite band. It's like saying, what's your favorite food?
Ask me, man.
What's your favorite band?
CKY. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick. You know, I don't always want to eat Twinkies. Sometimes I want to fucking eat
pussy.
Exactly. So I don't like, you know, depends on what I'm in the mood for what's my favorite band.
Do you ever tell Bam that him is not good?
I got a tattoo.
It's kind of a, you have the tattoo also?
I got a tattoo.
I don't know if that's offensive if you're friends with them.
Are those guys, they're like Dutch or New
they're like
Norwegian?
Finnish. Yeah, they're Finnish. Like
yeah.
Do they know like, who you guys are? Do they have, do they know, do they
Bam's
have Jackass?
Yeah, Bam was boys.
Oh, okay.
Him had the heartogram.
Yeah.
So I got
it's a badass logo.
It is.
Yeah.
But I got
the penisogram?
Dickogram.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Dickogram. Yeah, I remember that. Legendary. Where
the fuck did it go? Yeah, there it is. And it says me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's cool.
Instead of him.
It's a dickogram.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
good.
That's a camera three.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to go to fucking Times Square and film an intro to my music video.
Have you ever written?
Not with Violent J. Like, it's just going to be me on my own. I'm going to say, hey, look,
you ever ride the Staten Island Ferry?
No, but
you should do that.
We're fucking in a hotel. Like, look, I look out my window and it says Staten Island Ferry.
Go down, oh, go downtown. Down. Yeah, go down there.
Financial
go
district.
Hey, yeah, go do that. Gotta, go ride it. It's free. That. You go ride at Staten Island and you come back. That's like the,
it's a great
anybody
deal.
Comes to New York, I recommend that.
Doesn't sound as visually satisfying as Times Square.
Why don't you just take my word for it? I'm telling you, it's good.
Dude, he feels like he knows New York better.
Yeah, this fucking guy, dude. Oh, no, just
I'll pass. We know New York.
It's free. You get a perfect view of the Statue of Liberty. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You got it.
You know what would be funny also? Another New Yorker tip to you. Go to South Williamsburg and maybe do a couple pranks on them.
Do a fun video there.
Yeah, do a real fun video. We're talking about the Hasidic Jewish neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
In this climate, it would really go off. It would really hit.
Do they know what's going on in the Middle East?
The Satmars don't like Israel.
Yeah.
They're anti-Israel.
But they're anti-Israel because it's like you're shortcutting. It's like it's up to God.
Yeah, but
Israel
also
happens.
It's just like for some insane shit. Like, women can drive or something.
Oh, okay.
You can't beat crisp mint.
You can't beat it.
Yeah. Crisp mint, dude. But you got all these flavors to choose from, man. Who knows what your favorite's going to be? Maybe you're going to be all about that sparkling grapefruit or the maple pepper. The fuck out of here, orange vanilla. I'm trying that shit right now.
Yeah, you gotta hit that. What's the mouth feel?
You know they got like a zero version of every type of like Coke product now?
Oh, like a Coca-Cola.
They got like Coke Vanilla Zero.
Wow. Does it taste good?
That's like the one thing I'm really impressed by.
What's that?
Like, you know how much, like if you were like a boomer and the internet came out, you must have been like, wow. This is the first time I'm like, holy shit, Mountain Dew Zero. Yeah, it's really good.
Do you like soda?
Orange vanilla. I don't fuck the soda, dude.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's
I'm not a baby like Nick.
I'm not a baby.
It's baby to like soda, dude.
Whatever. Fuck you.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Can you tell him I'm sorry about saying that thing?
He's not. This guy hates me.
Nah, he doesn't hate you.
This guy hates me because I'm friends with Vinny.
No, we're way more friends with Vinny, though. Just kidding. But you shouldn't be intimidated by Vinny.
I'm definitely not intimidated.
You shouldn't say that he's like your abusive husband.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just saying that.
You said I love him.
You said I love him. He said he'd stop hitting. Yeah.
Nah, he's like an abusive boyfriend who will just be really mean and then be all of a sudden super apologetic and like try to be cool with you. And then like he's going to do it again. And he's going to like just... And it's like,
it's a cycle of violence.
Yeah. And I've kind of had enough. Like, I'm all good on him, you know?
Maybe next time you're in New York, we'll broker a little peace accord. I'll put on a Dr. Phil style suit. I'll be like, so let's work on this relationship.
I like
I'm not that, an man. Impressions guy. I'm sorry. Do you do any impressions in your act? No.
Do I do impressions? No.
Have you ever tried one?
Chuck Liddell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Iceman?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
I met him at Erewhon parking lot in Calabasas once.
Really?
He does live right there.
I was starstruck. Oh, you're a big fan of the mixed martial martial arts?
Mixed martial math.
We can't talk anymore.
Yeah. What's going on with that? It's been like a big problem.
We're both going like moronic.
No, I feel like it's like there's some kind of like bug or something
mold
or something. Yeah, because I definitely have like a neurological problem that I didn't like 6 months ago.
I'm dumb, bro.
I can't speak. I can't get through a sentence. I jumble up my words.
Do you feel like you're with two dumbasses right now?
No, man. I think you guys are freaking killer.
No, we're just two kids with dreams, but...
Yeah, we're two 40-year-old kids.
We're just kids.
Just dreaming.
Orange vanilla is fucking Fume. Dope.
Yeah. Speaking of, we're also brought to you by our best friends. You know these guys? MyBookie?
MyBookie.ag.
MyBookie.ag.
And actually, I brought up the MMA thing because you're in town for a big event this weekend. Who's fighting?
It's UFC 295 we got. The main event is Yuri Prochazka against Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight championship. Uh-huh. Alex Pereira is a small favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I think sitting around minus 130, minus 150.
And you bet on that at mybookie.ag. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like Yuri Prochazka. I think he's a cooler dude. I think he's a more likable dude.
Mm. And what's going
on? Definitely a better looking dude.
What's going on with mixed martial arts now?
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's like fascinating good looking, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see a picture of him.
It was all Brazilian people, and now it's like people from the Caucasus.
I was just saying that to him.
Yuri Prochazka. Fuck, man. Is he from? He's not from Poland. But I don't think he's from Russia.
Poland.
I think...
Has he made a statement on Ukraine or no?
I don't know about... I'm not sure where. Yeah, I feel like he's from Eastern Europe. And he's just dope. Here's another thing. Yuri Prochazka was the light heavyweight champion. But then he had a pretty bad injury in training. Uh-huh. And he said, you know what, guys? I don't want to hold up the division. I'm just going to go ahead and vacate the...
Oh, he's an honorable man.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable man. He's like, hey, you know what, guys? Like, I'll be back.
I'll beat up everyone.
I'll be back. But in the meantime, like, let me vacate it. So then they had a championship for the vacant title.
Oh, whoa.
And now he's back from his injury. The title is once again... Ah, man, I forget his injury. I feel like it was...
It was probably in the
shoulder. I think it was a
Crimea,
shoulder.
Maybe. No? No?
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's fighting this guy, Alex Pereira, who's Brazilian.
Uh-huh.
And I did not enjoy or take kindly to Alex Pereira's beef with my boy Anthony Smith.
Who's that?
He's another guy in the light heavyweight division.
Are you friends with fighters?
Yeah.
So you have a kind of a Shane Gillis lifestyle.
Why don't you get these guys to beat up Vinny if he's?
Yeah. Why don't you ask the strong boys to beat up Vinny if you're so afraid of?
You'd be like, listen,
Vinny.
This guy I'm in love with keeps hurting me.
Yeah, this guy, my husband, Vinny. You can use my bookie for daily odds, boost same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. And the pick for this weekend is Prohovsky.
I mean, it's going to be a plus. I think Yuri's a way more well-rounded fighter.
And handsome, you also said.
Alex Pereira is a dangerous striker, no doubt about it. He's only got one tool. It's his left. That fucking left hook.
Really?
He'll fucking swing that. If he catches him with the left hook, Yuri is going to sleep.
How do you think a kangaroo would do in all that?
Why don't they let a kangaroo? Dana White should let a kangaroo in there.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. We're like Manny versus
fighting a kangaroo is definitely a lose-lose situation because if you win, then you're an asshole because you beat up a kangaroo.
It's the national symbol of Australia.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. Their feelings. But if you lose, you got your fucking ass beat by a kangaroo. There's really no good outcome.
I'll take that.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and say let's keep the kangaroos out of the cage.
Use promo code TAFS on your first deposit and receive up to $200 in cash. That's promo code TAFS and claim your own cash bonus now. Guys, you got to listen. We got insider info.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about the fights.
What kind of seats they put you in for UFC? You're right behind Rogies?
This is Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God.
Typically, I'll be pretty fucking front row on the octagon. Yeah. But, man, New York City, Madison Square Garden. I feel like that's kind of like if a show is in LA. I'd be really surprised if I was in the front row. I think I'm probably sitting like in front of like bigger, I think I'm sitting one row behind bigger stars than me.
Do you know the lineup for this weekend?
Sure.
For the stars, I mean.
Oh,
I'm not into violence, but okay. I love celebrity.
Yeah, I don't know who's going.
You don't know?
I would guess Action Bronson will be there. He's a New York guy.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
De Niro, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Martin Scorsese.
I think Robert De Niro's laying low. I just read about him on TMZ.
What's that?
What'd he do?
Lost big in a civil trial.
To who?
An ex-assistant.
Robert De Niro, right. Yeah, I saw the New York Post headline.
Oh, he did.
He kept asking her for sexy back rubs.
No, and
he was calling her bitch.
He said, my back's itchy. Scratch my back.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was
hitting. Dude, there's a very big difference between a sexy back rub and an itch.
My fucking back itches. You know, something like that.
You're saying that.
Itching is not sexual, but a rub is sexual.
It depends, man. But,
what if he's an itch fetishist?
That's going to be you one day.
Allegation I heard was that it was a fucking itchy situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Scratching?
And scratch no one, my back. Like,
honestly, this is the first time I've heard in the media.
That's so crazy to be like, because you've seen The Irishman. You see, you know how old Robert De Niro is. It's like,
I mean, we know that he just turned 80.
I know, but to be, there's the age, but then there's also just looking at the physicality of him.
Yeah.
Like just moving that way, and you're moving that way, and you're still oh, pussy. You're still is that pussy over there? That's still a biological process that works. You probably can't even fucking smell anything.
I'm barely doing that at 36. I'm barely motivated by pussy at this point.
Yeah, I know. I'm done.
Penis on the
I'm literally done. I just want to watch Shrek 3.
That's
the only thing I care about.
Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah!
You like that movie?
I mean, I remember
he's blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's blind.
But he sniffs her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sniffs her.
Yeah.
The way pussy be smelling.
And now Al Pacino is 80 years old.
That was the original title of that movie.
It was called The Way Pussy Be Smelling
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that, man. That's good.
Really?
It's true. You know what's also true? This is true. That Puss in Boots, because they don't have that story in Israel, they don't have the Puss in Boots story that they released.
Propaganda was probably.
Well, they released Puss in Boots in Israel as Shrek's Cat. That's the name of the movie. I thought that would be a fun anecdote. Whatever. Sorry.
I'm not kidding. No, no.
Sorry for bringing up Israel again, but there's important stuff going on in the world.
I thought it was going to be way worse, what you were about to say.
Oh, yeah.
Shrek's cat, that's neutral.
What?
Yeah. That's not bad for...
It's pretty funny.
For the boys.
You know, it's also Patriots Day, the Boston bombing movie.
Yeah.
That was released in Germany as just Boston. You can look it up. That's
really?
They just released it as Boston.
Okay, so what is like the really fucking dope-ass TV show?
Right now?
The Nick was sick. I don't even care if it's current. But just like fucking fire-ass TV.
Do you want like a deep cut because I mean, obviously you can be like, oh, The Sopranos or fucking...
No.
Terriers. Terriers is probably the most underrated show people don't know
about.
What's that? It went one season, it got canceled. It was on like... I don't know if it was on AMC or...
It's Eddie Izzard,
it was on FX.
Right?
No. It's Donald Logue and this other guy. But it was like a neo-noir thing about... Donald Logue plays like a... Like a detective, basically, like
from
a
Grounded for Life.
That guy. Yeah,
really?
It's a show called Terriers. Terriers is like my all time. This is a show that was fucking amazing,
I never saw it.
It got unfairly canceled, and people don't know about.
What's your favorite TV?
Dude,
Jackass is mine.
Yeah,
I think
and Wild Boys actually number one. Jackass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both great. It's like perfect entertainment.
I don't know if television will ever get better than Don't Fuck with Cats.
What is it, a show?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Netflix.
Mm. Really? Yeah. What is it about? Abusing animals?
It's
No, that's Fuck with Cats.
Oh, that's
Fuck
with
different,
cats.
Yeah. That's the one where they just kill animals.
Don't Fuck with Cats is just like the most... I mean, dude, consider yourself extremely lucky that you haven't seen it.
Oh, because so I could watch it through virgin eyes for the first time.
Yeah. I wish that like the movie Men in Black, you know, where they're like... They hold the thing and then they erase your memory.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. That just happens to you as you get older.
Yeah. I have a lot of traumas. I wish I could.
My grandma got Men in Black now. She screams all the time and her pelvis breaks and she gets
sepsis.
Yeah, she's just constantly screaming in fear. And I'm like, my grandma's doing Men in Black.
It's not.
I wish that I could have that fucking thing, boom, so that I could watch this show.
Really?
Like,
who made it? What is it? Just
it's like
an animal documentary.
Well, it's like some asshole like was cruel to cats and put the video online. People were fucking outraged. They were pissed. They're like, "Who the fuck is this fucking asshole?"
Mm-hmm.
And like, and they were just internet sleuths studying every. Like,
oh, I think I remember
detail.
This. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then like the just the internet sleuths are out to get him. And the closer they get to him, the more they realize that like it's even gnarlier than they thought. And then the more they like get into it. And then all of a sudden, like, wow, this
Everyone's
is like the worst person ever. And like he has to be stopped. And he just fucked up because the internet sleuths got him.
Uh-huh.
And they killed him or what?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Don't ruin
it. I don't want to ruin it for you. Spoilers. I'm going to tell you that. I'm just going to say that when I think it's like 3-part series.
Like a mini series. Yeah.
Like it's
docu.
Docu. I don't really care.
I started watching it. The Apple's got a new Errol Morris.
What's it about?
On John Le Carre.
Oh, shit.
I told my girl when this series ended, I said, it's an unpopular thing to say, but if more cats had to be brutalized for there to be another show this good,
mm-hmm.
like I'm okay with that. Because it was that good. That
really?
Show was that fucking
But it's old,
good.
Right? That
and
came
I'm
out like
out
10
here,
years ago.
I'm not out here trying to like toot Netflix's horn. Believe
mm-hmm.
me. I'm
yeah.
not. You know, Netflix
we
has not done shit for me.
Really?
Yeah. Netflix
is putting out your new special. Well,
yeah, no one would interpret it that way. I mean, Netflix is like one outlet. It's like one of the four outlets for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not like recommending something.
Netflix is not putting out my new special.
Who's putting it out?
I am. I'm putting it out at stevo.com through a company called Moment.
And you're doing like a Louis C.K. like pay directly.
Yeah.
It's funny that people say that, not like they don't call it a Radiohead thing.
Radiohead.
So I feel Radiohead
did
invented
it.
Yeah.
Louis did $5, I think.
Yeah.
Well, how much does yours cost?
I mean, it goes down to $5. I think like right when it comes out, it's worth more. I risked my fucking life big time for this special, dude.
What happened?
Like, I had fucking doctors stealing drugs from the hospital, like general anesthesia drugs, and administer them into my vein while I'm riding a fucking bicycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that breaking sobriety in your opinion or no?
It's a good question. I felt comfortable doing that because I've had a lot of general anesthesia in sobriety and I didn't relapse.
Can I ask you, when you guys come up with all like the pranks, do you have a writer's room or is it just you guys coming
it's
up?
It's just us.
Oh, okay. Because it'd be very funny if it was like a typical writer's room.
Yeah, if it was old Jewish comedy writers. Yeah.
What if you put your balls into a toaster?
We're going to have a snake bite your penis.
Yeah. Are there peanuts in this? Because I can't have it, but here's an idea.
Dude.
I like the balls in the toaster. That would be good.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys haven't thought of that?
No, but...
Tell him Nick. It was Nick's idea.
Yeah.
I did think of peeing on a toaster.
Really?
It's like plugged in.
To see if the electricity would go up the stream.
Up the... Really?
Yeah, and I reached out to my buddy from Mythbusters.
You're friends with that guy?
Wasn't one of them a pedophile? Yeah. No, I don't know, but I've never heard about that.
One of them got canceled, but I don't know if he's a pedophile. They look like pedophiles, but one of them did get like Me Too'd. They do. I'm sorry, I know he's your friend, come on. If no one knew what Mythbusters was and you're like, these guys have a show, you'd be like, oh, do they have sex with children on the show? You have to say no. They bust me.
The only myth that the first episode, they try to bust the myth of the age of consent.
The age of consent is the first one.
Yeah, they were like, it's actually has...
Yeah. Did you know that there was a girl in Guatemala that hit puberty in kindergarten? Yeah. So it's actually...
You know, a five-year-old got pregnant once. Yeah. So. There is a five... You told me that, no?
I did not tell you
Someone told me that...
Don't even try.
Someone said that they saw on Wikipedia a five-year-old in like South America got pregnant.
Yeah.
It was Steve. Steve told me.
Yeah,
you told me that. Said,
my buddy.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Which one? The walrus guy or the other one? Jamie or the?
Nah, neither of those guys.
Oh,
aren't there two guys?
There's only two Mythbusters. You got fucking scammed like that girl.
Yeah.
Some guys are like, come spend the weekend with us for the Mythbusters.
I think you're talking about the Property Brothers. Actually.
Now this guy was featured in the most recent Jackass movie. He was there when we lit the fart underneath the water, and there was like the big explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to know him. Like we hit it off and exchanged phone numbers, and then I reached out asking about peeing on a toaster, and he said if the toaster is actually legitimately plugged into the wall, that could be really bad news. Like, please don't fuck with that. He said, however, I will personally rig it up so that it's not too gnarly where you're going to be electrocuted, but I'll make sure that you get a fucking good fucking whack of electricity to your dick.
Oh, I think Dr. Anthony Fauci was the guy.
They just put it into a car battery or something?
I don't know. He was talking about he could rig it up where if I pee on it, it'll like not like really, but it won't be like.
So it's fake. You're talking about Jackass.
Not fake.
Cheating.
I'll get shocked. But I won't get killed. Yeah, it's not fake. It's just.
I'm just kidding. You're my hero.
Man. I always thought you guys should learn how to like play like a piece of classical music on the piano with your penis. That would be cool. Like Chopin, if you could do that, like learn it.
But also tell them it was Nick's idea.
And you take years to do it.
To do a nocturne with your penis.
Yeah, to do Fantasia with your penis.
I gotta say, as a kid, you throwing up a goldfish. Moment, probably in our generation of boys' lives.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's funnier than Jackass. That's kind of the thing that sucks about it.
Best thing ever.
I recorded a special. I have to watch it now and edit it. I hate it. Stand up fucking sucks.
It's not Jackass.
It's not. Nothing will ever be as funny as Jackass.
I think Borat and Jackass 2 are the two funniest movies.
It's just,
in terms of laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the last one, I watched it, and I was like, maybe I was just a kid, and I was an idiot, and I was dying laughing the whole time. I'm like, yeah, fuck comedy.
It comes from your soul, right? Just seeing a man hurt himself.
And yeah, right.
There's something, like, so human about it.
Uh-huh.
I'll stop talking.
Talk good, dude. I love it.
You think it's true or no?
Everything's killer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, pull up a photo of Yuri Prochazka.
Oh, this sexy guy that you have a crush on?
Mm. Let's look it up. Yuri Prochazka.
Yeah, Yuri.
Why were you Googling that? You've said nothing this entire time, and you're like, let me look up this child's pussy.
Your manager?
My executive assistant.
Would you want me to type in Yuri Prohaska penis?
Okay,
executive assistant, like you're a Fortune 500 CEO.
Okay, dude. Get the fuck out of here. See what I'm talking about?
That's not my style, dude.
Okay, is that your
type? That's not my style of guy.
What do you think, dude?
What am I looking at here? That looks like Thomas. Doesn't it look like Thomas?
Yeah.
He looks like a very serious
man. My style of guy is more like mustache, a little bit long hair, red baseball cap backwards.
Mm-hmm. Mine's Kake from Tom of Finland. The motorcycle guy from Tom of Finland.
Do you know Tom of Finland? Yeah, that guy. Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
That's the kind of guy you like, dude? He's whack tasting guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not gay, dude. You've been faking.
Yeah, you're fake gay, dude.
You've been faking. You know,
you didn't put the work in. Chris Pontius is more handsome than that. He's a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pontius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
Well, you disagree?
I do not disagree.
There's
dude.
Beef. I sense beef.
Yeah.
No.
What
you're
happened?
Jealous? So you're trying to tell me I'll give you one more shot at this. You don't think that
I don't like his lumpy titties. I don't like his stupid genie haircut.
No, yeah.
Honestly, I'll kick his ass.
Yeah.
I'll beat his motherfucking ass. If he looks at me sideways.
Yeah, well, God, look at his gorgeous fucking cauliflower ears, dude. So jealous of that.
That guy looks.
See those ears?
That looks like
that fucking ear is.
He looks like
tits.
He's nothing.
That's the most generic looking person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right, well. My money's on him, dude.
He's no Pontius.
Yeah, that's true.
Why'd you delay when we said that he was handsome? You're like, was Scumbag Vinny pulled some shit between the Wild Boys?
Vinny cheated on you and Chris Pontius. Vinny fucked Chris and you found out.
And he swore it was over?
Yeah, he's like, it's not like that. I just need to get mine.
Pontius is aging fucking really, really well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he seems so healthy.
We're all crumbling and fucking Pontius is just...
Who's the healthiest member of the crew? Are you have vegans in the crew?
I'm aging terribly. Nah. I'm starting to look like an aunt.
You're a piece of ass. Don't worry.
I can feel it.
We're incredible looking, no?
He's better looking.
Doesn't matter. I have a better personality.
Yeah, dude. Pontius is fucking really aging well. I don't know if he's the healthiest per se.
What does that
mean? I know it's Knoxville's just tirelessly going to the gym and working out and like, all I ever hear is Knoxville's. I'm out at the gym. I'm at the gym.
Did he tell you the plot of The Ringer before he made it?
No.
Was anyone like, oh, that's. You're really going out there.
I always thought it'd be cool to do a movie that's like the reverse. Like a guy with Down syndrome sneaks his way into the regular Olympics as a Chinese
and he's doing,
national.
Yeah, he's doing.
But they don't realize he's just a white guy and he's not actually Chinese.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
You pitch that to Knoxville.
Maybe he could do that at The Ringer too.
I wonder if they could make The Ringer now.
It's a white guy with Down syndrome that pretends to be a Chinese national.
I don't think that they could make The Ringer now.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
that's the best. That's the best old guy thing to say about anything.
Yeah, they can't do that anymore.
You can't make that now.
Yeah. You can't rape a gal anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Things couldn't really make change. Yeah.
I tell you, you couldn't make the snuff film from 8mm these days.
You can't have a sexual murder movie anymore and buy it on the black market.
Yeah, you couldn't get away with Epstein's Island these days. I tell you, that was more of a 2006.
Yeah.
You went to Epstein's Island or no?
No.
That's surprising, honestly. I feel like I was gonna be heartbroken to find out Steve-O was on flight logs.
That would break my heart too.
Because you're the kind of guy they would go after. Like you're the kind of guy that would be like, we need Steve-O's name on
you
this
have cultural logs. Impact.
Yeah.
You speak to youth.
Yeah.
Did they invite you ever? Did you ever get that like hey, there's this guy Jeff, he's cool. You gotta meet this guy Jeff.
No,
all right,
fine.
Because Chris Tucker is all over those, you know.
Yeah, it really broke my
heart.
And
he was, yeah, like because Rush.
I can't watch Rush Hour.
Rush Hour, and Jackass are in the same. Like that's the same time frame, you know, when you guys were both at the peak of culture. Uh-huh. I would say if I think about my life, it's defined by three things: Rush Hour 2, Jackass, and 9/11.
Yeah,
and the towers coming down.
The big three.
The big three. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, I don't know. Yeah, Chris Tucker loved that island.
I'm just glad no one in your crew went there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds like someone did.
Someone did, definitely. Yeah.
Wee Man?
Vinny. And he didn't bring him. Yeah, Vinny.
Vinny?
Vinny left him at home.
Can you please put Vinny in the next Jackass movie?
That'd be awesome.
If there was a next Jackass movie,
you'd
the
be
answer
like,
would be no.
Are you guys going to like hand the baton off to like a younger generation of people that want to hurt themselves?
I don't.
I went to elementary school with Rachel.
Oh, yeah?
Sick. Yeah, uh-huh. In Vegas.
Sick.
Sorry, you checked
Whatever,
out. Do you want to go?
You're in love with Vinny. It's not...
Do you want to go? Are you done? Did you have a bad time? It's okay.
No, totally dude, I'm not even going to say I had a bad time.
But that means yes. You're just not going to say it. It's okay. Wait, you can have a bad time. Dude, this podcast sucks.
We're really
it's all
annoying
right.
guys.
It's not, yeah.
You, dude, you absolutely did not offend me.
I'm Sivo, and this is this is Breaking Up with Vinny Beetle.
No, it's a, we're
this
not
is
offense,
my power
offense
back.
Isn't the issue. It's just being bored.
No, I'm chilling. Okay. I'm good, man.
It's
and,
okay.
And my executive assistant, Isaac, gave me the heads up about how you clowns operate.
What did he say? He's like, hey, this sucks. And they're not.
He said, hey, heads up.
That's all Isaac was talking out of his ass about us.
He's like, hey.
Keep my name out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I just want to give you the heads up. You know, these guys, like, they'll probably come at you with some.
We're
like,
not coming at you.
We're not coming at you.
He said they might. He said they might. Come at me.
Why do you fucking
with,
say this?
With some
why would you
even
Steve O, you're a beloved cultural
oh,
figure.
Oh, thanks.
You no, changed my life.
I love it. I
we,
love that. Thank
we
you.
Love you. I don't know why.
I went
he
to
likened
fucking
you to
park.
Oliver Tree. You know, like Oliver Tree is like weird
I
trolling.
No, that's not. We don't even know what that is. We thought.
What the fuck is Oliver Tree?
Look. We thought that you might be upset because you thought this was the Adam Friedland Show, and then you realized it was the Adam Friedland Show podcast, which is dog shit. We hate podcasting. Man. We don't like doing it.
We thought
I was reading it as maybe you were upset thinking this was going to be the regular talk show.
All right.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we'd wasted your time this whole time.
I mean, here's the thing, dude.
No, we would never come
back. Jokes about you and Vinny,
dude,
being in love.
I'm honored. To be a part of your show, man.
No, Jackass. That commentary on Jackass is—it truly is funnier than like
it's the funniest thing of all time.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Doc.
And it holds up, and I can go back and watch them, and it still makes me laugh.
Oh,
and it
dude.
Makes me hate myself and my
Check
career.
This out.
Yeah.
On Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They,
which I will not be checking.
I have
you lost me, pal. I don't
Paramount think Plus is a streaming service, which I don't subscribe to.
Mm, yeah.
But I have been made aware that if you are on Paramount Plus and select an episode of the original Jackass TV show, it starts off with a warning. It says, this program is... like in its original, like say has not been changed since when it came out during a time with outdated social norms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Starts out with an apology.
Yeah.
For like suggesting that it hasn't aged well.
Mm. But there's nothing in Jackass that's culturally insensitive.
Exactly.
People are hurting themselves.
Paramount Plus can suck a fart out of my asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's stuff that they do, they would do that for where, like, it's just misinterpreted and
I
it would be dumb.
It's aged
but,
very well.
But yeah, there's nothing Jackass. In Jackass.
The funniest thing ever.
It's pure and it's visceral.
Yeah.
Which is
it's
kind
it's
of
wholesome.
It should be your goal as a comedian to aim for that. I mean, it is. It's the physical version of Brian Regan, if that
and
makes
also,
any sense.
And also, it's you can show it to people in a village in Africa or in China, everyone would find it funny,
right?
Because hurting your penis is the universal
it's funny,
comedy.
Dude. Seeing a baby
Anywhere
alligator bite. I mean, the fact that alligators even come that tiny is already funny.
When Pontius did the penis puppet show and the snake, you could go into a Amazonian tribe in the deep Amazon and show them that, and they'd be like, "What is this sorcery?" And then you'd say, get over his TV show.
Of all the things I ever like shared with my dad, I've never seen my dad cry laughing at two things, Jackass and honestly, Borat.
Yeah.
Those two things.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
That's it.
You brought us closer
and he's such,
to
and
our
it made, it, my dad is a miserable man.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know that brought him happiness. I'm a professional comedian. Anything I've ever shown him that I've done, he's been like, oh, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can I, before we wrap up, I just, can I ask you one question?
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have your executive assistant dressed like Sharon Stone in a powerful 90s lady business?
Yeah, why
suit?
Is he wearing, why is she wearing,
why do you make her, yeah. make her parade around, him parade around the office? Dress like a,
yeah, this is exactly, pad. This yeah. is exactly the bullshit he warned
he
me
said
about.
We're gonna be, he said Adam's gonna be saying be doing. Dress.
Yeah.
You need to take your power back.
Who did you compare us to? Oliver Twist? What was that fucking name?
I have no idea.
What did you say? Who the fuck did you say? Oliver? They're just like Oliver. What was his name? Tool?
Who? Oliver Tool?
Is yeah. he, I don't know. What
he's a very successful musician who doesn't take himself very seriously.
And he does, he has a podcast where he brings people on. No, he's like, nice he goes, glasses, homo.
He goes on other people's
I imagine
podcasts.
He's German.
Is he German?
Yeah, Steve-O, he's got nice, you have cool glasses,
he
guy.
He actually happens to be like one of my best friends.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't fucking pull any of that bullshit with me.
Are we, has he, bullshit? Has anyone pulled bullshit on? We haven't pulled bullshit.
We're honored. Right.
We're,
yeah, dude, likewise. I'm good.
You don't. It doesn't have to be likewise. You can say you can. You can say you're bored out of bad spots.
I'm good, dude.
We want to take you on Staten Island Ferry so you can get a, have a real New York night.
Yeah, I would love it. If
we'll dress you up
it.
Like a WOP so people just think you're a guy from Staten Island, and then
I'm
nobody will bother
do a
you.
Jack and Rose with you on the Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah. Jack and Rose. That's sick. I never
you
heard
could
about
pick
that.
Which one you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I'm Rose.
I'm gonna be Billy Zane, dude. I'm gonna kidnap someone's daughter and run around. Be like, just running away from the police. She's the only thing I have.
All right.
Oh, shit. That was his way of trying to get on the fucking life raft.
Yeah, steal some guy's
kid. Yeah, real.
Please, she's the only thing I have. I love that character in that movie.
Billy Zane the cuck.
That guy is awesome.
Cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I refuse to allow you to get any more of my wife's pussy. He's like, this is the last straw. You fucked my wife
Sir,
too many times.
Crossed a line.
It's one boat trip. Yeah. Right, can you imagine going on a cruise and your wife just fucks some guy? Like, you catch her six times. Yeah. She keeps fucking some poor piece of Irish shit.
This is beyond the pale.
Over and over again.
All right, Steve-O.
All right, yeah. Dude. Oh, love yeah, you. Man. I love you too, guys.
Yeah,
and everybody.
So
we're honored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check out my bucket list special at steveo.com.
Yes, please
steveo.com.
Check it out.
Definitely check it out. Thank you so much for being
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thanks for doing the ad reads for us.
Hey, man.
That was like a nice, you. Cool breeze vacation. I felt like I was drinking a Corona on a beach.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get behind the gambling.
You didn't? No. You're a gambler?
No. I just...
Oh, you have overlap with those other products. Yeah.